Welcome to Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head.
And if you want to find me, I'll be out in my sandbox, wondering where the hell all the love has gone. Playing my piano and building castles in the sun, and singing fun, fun, fun.
Lying in bed like Brian Wilson did. Lying in bed like Brian Wilson did. Yes, I'm lying in bed like Brian Wilson did. Lying in bed like Brian Wilson did.
Hi, I'm Mark Wilson, and for the next 2 hours, we'll celebrate and explore the music and career of Brian Wilson. He's done it all. Writer, producer, arranger, and performer. To say that Brian is one of the most influential pop composers of the last 50 years is no exaggeration. Few artists have achieved what Brian has, and still fewer have been able to overcome the personal setbacks and frustrations that Brian's had to endure. We'll hear Brian perform many of the songs that he and the Beach Boys made famous. We'll talk with Brian about his new album, and we'll play songs from the album that include duets with Elton John, Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, and Brian's late brother Carl. Plus, we've got the world premiere broadcast of a recently recorded song with Brian and his daughters Wendy and Carney. It's all ahead on Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Can't you have fun, 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 till the daddy takes the T-bird away?
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
I'm real pumped about my album. It's been 6 years since I've done a solo album. It's called Getting It Over My Head, and I have 3 guest artists on it. Paul McCartney.
A friend like you. A friend like you.
Elton John.
After we still be dancing. After all these years.
And Eric Clapton. This album's been in my head for about 6 years, and it took us about 4 months of hard work to make it and create it and do it.
In the 60s, there were 2 groups on Capitol Records, one American, the other British. Both began with the letters B-E-A, and each of them featured a bass-playing songwriter born in June 1942. And both made records that became the classics of pop culture. Brian Wilson's story begins in the modest home of Murray and Audrey Wilson in the Los Angeles suburb of Hawthorne. It was there that 19-year-old Brian Douglas Wilson gathered his younger brothers Dennis and Carl, cousin Mike Love, and high school friend Al Jardine to rehearse a song that Brian and Mike had written. As luck would have it, parents Murray and Audrey were on vacation and had left the boys $250 for food money. Money that instead Brian used to rent musical equipment and to record their first demo song. When Murray and Audrey returned from Mexico, they found the boys had penned Surfin', a song that would be Brian's first single released on the Candix label. Brian and the Beach Boys had scored their first charted record, and Brian's long musical journey had begun.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me.
I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me.
From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze.
Surfing, 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 surfing. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me.
Bob, dip, 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 bob, bob, dip, dip.
Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, cause you know I'm coming back.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah.
That's Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys with their first ever single, Surfing. After the song reached the top three on LA radio and also got noticed around the country, Brian and the band were signed to Capitol Records. Capitol wanted more of the same, and the formula was simple. A California garage band sound combined with Southern California's newest teen craze, surfing. The style contained all the elements that would define the Beach Boys sound, a sound Brian continued to tinker with in his family's garage, a fusion of the sophisticated vocals of the four freshmen and the rock and roll stylings of Chuck Berry. It was hot rod cars and high octane hormones, and scores of post-World War II teenagers were craving it.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song.
Come on, baby, wait for
me. Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari.
Huntington and Malibu, they're shooting the pier. In Rincon, they're walking the low. We're going on safari to the islands this year. So if you're coming, get ready to go.
Come on, baby, wait and see.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
That's the first Capitol Records single for the Beach Boys, called Surfin' Safari. The B-side of the single was almost as big a hit. It's titled 409.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the track, she really shines.
Giddy up, 4-9.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 4-9.
My 4-speed dual quad positive traction 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Recorded in the late summer of 1962, that's Surf and Safari and 409, both virtually overnight hits. Brian Wilson, his brothers Dennis and Carl, cousin Mike Love, and friend Al Jardine became the hottest act in America. It was like a refreshing wave hitting the U.S. with hit after hit. Here's Brian Wilson live at the Roxy Theater in L.A. with another song in the Southern California surfing genre. That's Brian Wilson live in L.A. performing Surfer Girl. These Southern California surf-influenced songs launched a whole string of hits, like this one.
Do my dream. it's dark and I'm alone, but I won't be afraid in my room, in my
That's Brian Wilson, live at the Roxy in L.A. When we come back, we'll talk with Brian about his brand new album, an album that contains three new duets with Elton John, Eric Clapton, and Paul McCartney. And later, the world premiere broadcast of a song recently recorded by Brian and his daughters Wendy and Carney. All this when we return with Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head.